The Gemara on the top of Daf Dalam and Alf is discussing the Indian of Smuchim, making a drasha based on Smuchim, two Psukim next to each other. And the Gemara says that even according to the Mandamar, does not darshan Smuchim ba'alma, there are those who don't darshan Smuchim in the rest of the Torah. But in Mishnah Torah Darsh, but in Sefer Dvarim, they do darshan Smuchim. So it sounds like that for some reason, there's more of a reason to darshan Smuchim in Sefer Dvarim as opposed to the rest of the Torah. And the question is why? What's the chilik between Sefer Dvarim and the rest of the Chamishuchim Shei Torah? And the way Taisus seems to learn over here, it's not really a fundamental chiluk between Sefer Dvarim and other Svarim, but it happens to be in Sefer Dvarim, it's muchach, there's extra words which indicate to us we should be darshan in smuchim, as opposed to everywhere else in the Torah where you have smuchim, where you don't have a extra word, and therefore you don't darshan in smuchim, but it's not really inherently a chiluk between Sefer Dvarim and other Svarim. But if you look in the Haggai over here from Mitzal Ramshberg, he brings down from the Ravan, and the Shita Mekbetzah says the same thing in Brachos and Daf Chaf Aleph, that there is a fundamental chiluk between Sefer Devarim and the other Svarim, and the Pshat is like this. He says that Kol Dar Kula was sent me Piyag Gvura, but Mukta Mimucha Batar, and there's no Mukta Mimucha Batar, so you can't touch in Smukhan because things could be out of order. Avon Moshe is Seder, Mishnah Taira, Parsha Achar Parsha, Lo Seder Elali Darsh. But he says, Mishnah Taira, that Moshe Ben was Masader himself, and he, Mestama, did it in order. If he did in order, then he could dash in the Smuchim. So the rest of the Taira was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was not done in a specific order because then Mukhtam Luchab Taira, so he can't dash in Smuchim. We can't bring a Rai from the order. But Sefer Mishnah Taira, that Moshe Ben did himself, he was Masader, therefore we assume he did it in a certain Seder, and therefore we do have a right to dash in Smuchim. Now this Lachar is a Pella because we know that just like Moshe, you know, the rest of the Taira is Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sefer Dvarim obviously is also Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single word in the Taira is Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Ramban says in his Akdama. So what does it mean that Moshe Benu was able to be Masader Mishnah Taira? In what sense was it more beyond Moshe than the rest of the Taira? Very difficult to understand what he means. And a similar kashya you can ask in the Gemara Megillah we had recently in Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says a halacha that ein mafsikim beklalus, not allowed to stop in the middle of the Taikacha. You can't take a break in the middle because it shows that you're not really interested to hear the Taikacha. But the Gemara says a chilek, and the Gemara says that this klal lo shana ala beklal lois shebataris kahanim. That's only referring to the Taikacha and Sefer Vayikra. But klal lois shebe mishnah taira paisek. The Taikacha and Devarim and Kisava, you could be paisek. My time, why? Because the klal lois in Mishnah Taira in Vayikra is Moshe mipiyag vura amen. That's Moshe Rabbeinu saying it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the klalus in Mishnah Taira is Moshe mipi atzmei amar, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu speaking on his own, and therefore it's not as chamer, and we could be paisek. So again, it sounds like from the Gemara Chalila, the Moshe Rabbeinu said Sefer Dvarim on his own. How could that be? We know that everything is mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the meaning of these two inyanim over here? That sounds like that there was more input kiviyachol of Moshe Rabbeinu in Sefer Dvarim. And it would seem to be, and I think the Achronim say this Hasber, that the Pshat over here would be al pi a Gvaliki Yisayid, which is said over both by the Maral and the Gra. The Dibna Magid brings us b'shem the Gra, that the Gra was asked, the one in the Maral says a similar thing. What's the chilik between Sefer Dvarim and the other Chumashim? We find that it's called Mishnah Taira, has different dinim. In what way is it different than the other Svarim? And he said that the other Svarim, he said every single Sefer from Breishis to Dvarim, it was all Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all dictated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the first four Sfarim was Shechina Medaberes Mitach Grainai. It wasn't like a regular Navi that the Navi said over what you heard from Hashem. You actually heard the voice of Hashem coming out of the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was like the mouthpiece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you heard the Shechina Mitach Piv. But when it comes to Sefer Dvarim, it was different. Sefer Dvarim is more similar to regular Nevuah. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Nevuah to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Dibur stopped, and then Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead, and he said that over to the Tzibur. It was his own words saying over, his own Dibur saying over the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We weren't actually hearing the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mashanki, in the first four Sfarim, that was actually hearing the Shechina Medaberes Mitach Grainai, and we actually heard the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is Mestam the Pshat and Limar Megillah. Why? What does it mean that Sefer Dvarim is Mipi Atzma? Of course, everything is Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Sefer Dvarim, in a way, the Taikha is more kuladik, it's not as chamer, because it was Moshe Rabbeinu saying it over after he heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of the day, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking to every single word that Moshe Rabbeinu said, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided this should become Taira, that is the Taira, so it's all coming ultimately from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it wasn't directly hearing his voice, it went through Moshe Rabbeinu, he said it over, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking. So it could be that, could be the Pshad and the what Rabbi Sal Ranschberg is bringing over here, the chilek between Mishnah Torah and other Svarim, Ligabi Smuchim, that Ligabi, the other Svarim, being that it's Mamish Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no Seder, there's no Mukta Mukha Batara, we just heard it the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, and there is no Seder at all. Mashanki and Mishnah Torah, even though it all came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who said it over, and he could have been misadder the way he wanted. He could have said this thing first and that thing later. So we assume that the way he said it over was according to the proper Seder, Ad Kedekach, they were able to darshan smuchim, And that's what it means we could darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah. But of course, at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to what Moshe Rabbeinu did, and Hashem decided that this should become Torah, because every single word in the Torah, even in Sefer Dvarim, came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it wasn't directly hearing the word, the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It first went to Moshe Rabbeinu, then he sent it over, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim that should become Torah. That's the way the Torah should be written. But being that it came from Moshe Rabbeinu had a chelik in it, wasn't directly hearing the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore there's more of a svara to say that it was done al pi seder, and one could darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah, even though we don't darshan smuchim in the rest of the Torah.